Five. Show us your answers. Five. So Holy Bible Chavis Chaim here, date number 23. Says the following. When relating bad points of another person, especially when one becomes swept up in telling a story, it's natural to exaggerate. Huh?
No, I don't understand.
You don't understand? When relating, when speaking over bad points of a person, naturally, we exaggerate. It's normal to exaggerate. Huh? Why? Because we want to make a dramatic effect. Now, Chavetz Chaim tells us, even one word of exaggeration is a sheker. It's a lie. Imagine, it's a lie. It's considered a lie. And when it's lashon hara, the speaker adds the violation of the commandment mitzvah sheker techa. Distance yourself from falsehood. The list of transgression. The Rambam tells us that a person who exaggerates so on bad points is guilty of mosi shemra, slander, and more severe form of lashon hara. Right? When it's not true, it's more severe. Even if the whole story is true of the lashon hara, but one extra word exaggeration is most exaggerated. It's not true. It makes it into a whole new category, a much worse type of lashon hara. So by requiring every one of us to observe these laws, Hashem in His infinite wisdom shows us the power of one word. In truth, we see ourselves in everyday situation. For instance, if someone was asked information regarding a shidduch, there is a word of a difference between saying he's a quiet boy or saying he's a very quiet boy. What's the difference?
Very.
Very. Oh. There's a very.
Very big difference.
Very big difference. Why? Yeah. By saying a boy is quiet, the speaker characterizes the boy as thoughtful and reflective. But the description of very quiet gives rise to the possibility that he's perhaps dull. That's the difference. So if say a person's very quiet, it could be. So therefore, one word which is very possibly inaccurate might cause for it to suggest the shidduch to be rejected. This is what one word could do. So it's time was one final positive commandment that is transgressed when speaking lashon hara. It says in the positive, "Halachta v'rachav, you shall walk in Hashem's ways." In the verse 28, Hashem in His kindness is deeply pained when we speak badly of other Jews. But we have a mitzvah to go in Hashem's ways, which means every time we have Rabbi Chazal say, just like Hashem's compassion, we should be compassionate. Just like He's merciful, we should be merciful. We have a mitzvah the right to go in His ways. Whatever His way, that's it. Hashem is pained when we speak about His children. And Hashem, He doesn't just jump up here when they do something wrong. Hashem waits for people to repent. When we observe the action of our fellow man and decide he's guilty, and even go as far as to share our pity with others, we've drifted far from the path of Hashem. It's violating the mitzvah to go on the path of Hashem. This is why Chavetz Chaim says something interesting. This is why we know the Gemara says that one who speaks lashon hara will not merit to greet the Shechina. Why not? Because the Shechina's way is to be merciful and to wait for people to repent and keep waiting. Someone who speaks lashon hara, they just jump on every guy, and they just jump on him, and they just jump to the conclusion. They like to just speak bad about him, bad mouth this person right away. So that's making a gap between him and Hashem. And therefore, when Mashiach comes, he can't greet Hashem. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we finished the negative command and the positive command. Now we're going to go to the Mara gets more excited. Mara gets to the curses.
That's good.
Now, we'll try to learn some Gemara with the background music. Have you want to close the window?
It's not that noisy.
Okay, fine, let's go. Fine. So Baruch Hashem.
Where are we holding?
We're holding on the Chesed with Aleph. We're holding the Gemara Machas Chesed with Aleph. On the bottom. 8A on the bottom. Probably the last, whatever, the last page in our scroll, whatever it is, number 5. Maybe 8A5, I don't know, whatever the last number is. Fine. Rabbi Yonatan, you ready? Fine. So it's like this. It says, like this. Yesterday we had a Gemara. We said, how did Abba Shaul know that someone can only go to Gullus if you kill someone during a voluntary act and not while doing the mitzvah? Because the pasuk says, Vasher, this is when the man was going in the forest and you kill the person, then you go to Gullus. So we said that it connotes that you're doing a voluntary act. Vasher. Connotes. Is that a good word?
Yeah.
It indicates it.
It's the word no.
No, C A. And it indicates, like it hints to us. It's, we see it there. Connotes blas.
Yeah, but that's with a K.
Okay. Now we also learn English. Now I also talk English. Fine. So what do we say? We say the following. When it says the word asher in the Torah, we say it means, it really connotes, it's a better word, I think it's the right word. It connotes the fact that it means when it happened, it connotes to the fact that if you want, you do it. If you don't want, you don't do it. That's what it means. So that's what the word asher means. Oh, so, and to the exclusion of the case that it's a mitzvah. If it's a mitzvah and you kill a guy during the act of a mitzvah, you don't go to Gullus. No Gullus for you. You're doing little, but doing the act of a mitzvah, you're free. Fine. Kind of what it says, is that really true? I'm going to bring you an example of a place where it says the word asher. And according to you, a kind of interesting halacha. Because where does it say the word asher? It says, when a person becomes tamei, they become tummy from a maze. They became tummy because they were in contact with a dead body. They were under the canopy. Right? Then, even under the canopy, under the oil of a maze, they would make them getting married.
Or Havrakadisha.
Havrakadisha, whatever you are, close contact with a dead body, a person becomes tummy maze, the highest level of tum. Aviyah Beis HaTum. Now, it's someone who goes into the Beis HaMikdash, or even the Mishkan, the Stup Sagan, when he is Tami like this, it's so severe, because to go with the Mashmah, which is such a high level of Kedusha, this guy is such a high level of Tumah, so if you're making that, if you're Tumahifying that area, the person gets Karas. Hashem is very strict. Don't Tumahify my holy places, Hashem says. Right? If you're in a state of Tumah, don't go to my holy places. You're messing up the Kedusha, you're chasing the Kedusha away, right? Because the impurity is a contradiction to the purity. And you're chasing away the Kedusha for the place of the Beis HaMikdash, the holiest place in the world. If you do that, then you get cursed. We don't see these things. It sounds weird to us. We're going to kill a guy because he had some spiritual thing here. He was spiritually contaminated. And he's chasing away spirituality. Hashem says, yeah, just because you don't see it, that's what happens. The person who was impure went to the place, the purest place, right? The most impure person went to the most purest place. He's chasing away the purity. Hashem says, that's a no, you get cursed, you get cut off.
But not by the court here, by the heavenly court.
By the heavenly court, yeah.
I heard Rav once say, Tumah equals Shin.
Tumah equals Shin.
If you bring Shin to the Mikdash,
yeah.
Big problem.
Bring Tumah.
Because anytime there's Tumah, it's talking about.
Yeah, so you bring all these bad guys, evil forces.
Huh? Shin. Tumah equals Shin. So you're bringing. You're going in a place that's pure, you're bringing in Shin, and it's a problem.
And you're chasing away the Kedusha. You're in the gangster, and you're chasing away the good guys. They ran away because against the thing. There's always a balance. So Hashem says, if you use this just for your thing, you get cursed. You got Hashem says, the guy's going to get penalty, death penalty, he's going to die young. It's not so pleasant. Why? Right? It's amazing. We don't even see these things. So you didn't even, you're going to the Masjid, the Mikdash or the Mishkan. Right? Now. But what would that connote? The puzzle says, when you became Tameh, which means when you had a choice to become Tameh. What does that mean? For example, you had a choice to go to this person's funeral or not. You chose to go. No one told you have to go. Right? And it's today where you had a choice to go. So when you go to become Tameh Meis, so you got involved with a dead body, then if you go to the Beis HaMikdash, you get karmas. What does that connote? Let's say you didn't have a choice. Let's say you didn't have a choice. You didn't have a choice to become tamei. There's something called a mace mitzvah. There's a halakha, there's a dead body, and nobody else is around. Even a kohen, he has to become impure. Right, Reb? Aaron, you got another right. Salah.
Aaron, it happens to me all the time.
What? Yeah, you see dead people walking around. Very spiritually dead people also.
Yeah. But definitely happens to me all the time.
So then, it's a mace mitzvah. Aaron, I think the kohanim are winning the whole situation. We have more kohanim than like the whole building.
Maybe Labiyam, just for argument's sake, in Labiyam.
Akiva. Akiva, he left.
Akiva hits the couch.
Also, fine.
No, but you also bring up the issue of Chavar Kedisha.
Chavar Kedisha also, they always became tummy. That was their job. That was their job. Chavar Kedisha used to always be tummy.
But they aren't paid for it. It's all volunteer.
Fine. If they were volunteer, fine. That was one of their jobs. So a coin was not going to be the best job for a coin. Unless it's a mace mitzvah. Okay, so now what's that like? Let's say a coin, even a coin, anybody, any Jew, they don't want to become tummy. But they're walking around, and there was a story like a few years ago in Yerushalayim. There was some guy, he was like a homeless guy, he didn't have family, and one day they found him dead in the mikvah. So the guy who found him dead, they found him dead one day. So the guy who found him dead, it's a mace mitzvah.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't have any family, he's like a homeless guy, no way he's from, no one knows who his family is, no one knows anything about it. It's a mitzvah, mace mitzvah is... Anyway, the first guy who sees him, it's your responsibility to go bury him, or the community maybe, if they have money. But the person who sees him, you have to become tummy. Don't just leave his body rotting over there until you go and you get a Yisrael and work out. Mason Alakha is get a body, bury him right away. Don't even push it up. Don't say, oh, I'll wait, I'll get my Yisrael friend to pull him back. You right away take the guy, his body, the disgrace to the body, you got to bury. So what was about the pasuk? So the pasuk said, if you had a choice to become tummy, it said when you became tummy, which means you have a choice, then you can't come to the Beis HaMikdash. What does that sound like it's telling you? But let's say you didn't have a choice to become tummy or not. You had to become tummy because there's a mitzvah, there's no one around. Then, you could go to the Beis HaMikdash, there's no karis. Which means, we told you when you had a choice to become tummy, you had a choice to go to a funeral or not. Right? When you had a choice to either become tummy or not become tummy, and you chose to become tummy, that's what the pasuk means. When you had a choice, and you chose to become tummy, then you're not allowed to come into the Beis HaMikdash. So why is the Pasuk telling me this? To exclude which case? Let's say it's to the exclusion of which case. Let's say you were forced to become tummy.
An example of that is
Mace Mitzvah.
Those that are carrying Joseph's bones.
Joseph's bones.
And here. They couldn't do the Korban Pesach.
Nahon.
So that's why we have a second court. That's why the second Pesach.
Right.
I mean, that's a legitimate reason.
It's a legitimate reason, but what does it sound like? It sounds like you would be allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash. So the Pasuk tells me again. The Pasuk tells me when you had a choice, which means when you had a choice. Nahon, what does when mean? When you happened to go in means when you had a choice. You either become tummy or not become tummy, right? And you chose to become tummy. So you did it on your own leisure, and you became tummy on your own. Then,
what would be an example of tummy on your own?
You went to Levi. Your friend Calvin Achwin Moore died, and you went to his Levi. You didn't have to go. You chose to go. You had a choice.
The fact I went to the camera, I'm telling you, within the camera.
You have a choice. I'm saying you tell me it's a mitzvah, it's important, it's fine. You had a choice. So Torah tells you, fine. So become pure. We're going to pour it up on you. You fire Duma freely on the third day, the seventh day. You can become pure. But you had a choice. No one. There was no. It's a nice thing to go. There's no mitzvah deraisa to go. Now let's say it's a chesed, you needed to go, whatever. But it's not one of those supposed to mitzvah the Torah. You have mitzvah deraisa. You went because you wanted to go. You chose to go. There was no mitzvah deraisa. You had to go. It's not a mitzvah. So now,
where the mitzvah is a mitzvah.
In a case where it's a mitzvah, there's no one around, then you had to go. But I think going to Levi is not a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah deraisa. You had to do. If you chose to do it, then you chose to do it. But not. In severe ways, okay, if you don't turn, it is mom should mitzvah to go to Levi. But a kid who wasn't a mitzvah to go to Levi, you didn't have to go. You thought it'd be nice, it'll be help the family, fine. Right? So, Masha, if you had a choice, that's when you can't go into the Beis HaMikdash. You get cards. Right? But okay. Let's say you had no choice. Let's just say this. But let's say you had no choice. Hana. What does it sound like?
You
could go to the Beis HaMikdash, there's no cards. Nachon?
Wait, so what does that do to the Asher?
The Asher told me when you just chose to go.
Why is kosher the word asher? I don't understand.
That was the what?
Talk about Shabbat. Talk about previous.
Because you just told me, of course, we just said asher. The early one that I said asher by in the case, it said when our apostle said asher yava Israel, when your friend came into the forest, and we said the definition of asher means when you chose to go. That's what we said.
That's
the definition.
Said.
That's what Rabbi said. He was explaining that they.
Now, we're using asher to tell us that it doesn't mean that.
Vashar means that. Vashar means when you chose to become. But we say it's coming to the exclusion of Meis Mitzvah. When you chose to go, that's when you can't come into the Meis Mitzvah. So exclusion of what?
When you
didn't have a choice, because you had to become, you found some guy dead in the mikvah, and you had to pull him out and become tummy. Then you could have gone to the Meis Mitzvah maybe. Now, why not? That's what it would seem. Yeah, but the pasuk would tell seem.
Well, that
would be what it seems to say. Oh, why is it an answer? It's not true. For the word about Asher, that's what it seems to tell me. That was the Gemara's kasha. So Gemara says, what is Gemara's answer? Gemara says, you're right. For the word about Asher, you're right. It would sound like to tell me that it's only in the case when you had a choice. That's when you can't come to the Beis HaMikdash. When you had no choice, you were allowed into the Beis HaMikdash. Right?
Yes.
You're right. For the word about Asher, that's what I would think. I agree. If you look at the dictionary, about Asher means when you did it out of free choice, not a mitzvah. Right?
We're still learning about the three things, the three topics of the father and the father.
No, it's just.
This is still both tying into that last part of the mission.
Huh, right, correct. Yeah. Just, not directly to that part, that is like a question we had, we answered that question. It's tied to our halacha, we said in the mission. That you only. Now, how far do we go? Good, fine, good. Oh, so, what do we say to our answer? We're saying the only reason why. You can't go to the Beis HaMikdash, even if you touch the Beis HaMikdash, because I have a new pasuk. I have a new pasuk of Tamiya.
Then if you do the Beis HaMikdash and you touch something with Tamiya, you still can't go.
A new pasuk. But for the pasuk of Asher, I would think it's only a case where it was voluntary to become Tamiya. For that pasuk, I would understand that the Beis HaMikdash is allowed to go to the Beis HaMikdash. For the new pasuk of Tamiya, it teaches me that you're allowed to come into the that you're not allowed to come to the Beis HaMikdash when you're Tamiya from a new pasuk.
Wait, that knocks out Rava?
It's not like a Rava. Our definition of Asher stayed the same.
So it's still like
we just had
the assumption that you go in, even though it's Tamiya, the Beis HaMikdash is wrong. Because Tamiya means that you're not allowed to go in, even if he didn't have a choice.
Uh-huh. But the Gemara is keeping the same definition of the Vashar. We're not backing off. Vashar still means only when you want them to do a voluntary. The exclusion of a mitzvah. Ah, your scenario where it comes to that a mitzvah should be allowed to be a mitzvah. No, over there, for the word Vashar, that's what it would sound like. Now the new person to teach me, you can't go into the mitzvah.
That's Rabbi
Zain. Yeah, let's see the more inside of it. Three lines in the back. Three words from the end, three lines in the back. That's an Elamayata, but now, when the Pasuk says, the Ish Asher Yitma, a man who becomes Tamei, the Lo Yishata, and he did not, here it doesn't mean he didn't say, he did not get sprinkled, he didn't get the part Adum was sprinkled on him, and therefore he's still Tamei. It sounds like, what does it mean? If he wanted originally, he had a choice to become tamei. If he wants, lo metami, he didn't have to become tamei. He didn't have to go to the funeral. He decided to. But a meis mitzvah, the lo sagi to lo metami. It wouldn't be enough for him not to become tamei, which means he has to become tamei today. Hachanami, here also should come out. The putter, they should be putter from if you walk into the Beis HaMikdash when you're tamei, should be putter. Because the pasuk is including your case, a case of a mitzvah. Why I said no, you're wrong. You know why you're wrong? Shani Hassan, it's different over there. You know why? A meis mitzvah can't go to the Beis HaMikdash because I have a new pasuk. So I'm not correct. I knew that pasuk said, Tameiyya. What does it mean, Tameiyya? It means, Memem means, Mikomakam. In any scenario, in any case, if you're Tamei, even if it's a meis mitzvah, you're now going to come to the Beis HaMikdash.
I have a problem with that.
Why?
Why is it even a question? The whole thing that the guy is doing, his mitzvah is in the first part, not in the second part. You have an asse and a los asse. Two separate things. Now you have a los asse. Now that you are tamei, don't go in. Why is that connected to the fact that you became Tamei Bar Mitzvah? It's not like the same case as before where the action of your mitzvah is during the Avera. Here it's like two separate things. You got Tamei, great. I don't care if you got Tamei during Mitzvah or not during Mitzvah. Now you have a Rosh Chodesh, don't go into the Kodesh.
Yeah, but since the positive Basher, I'm just the only thing, you're right, I would say the Pasher, I would say.
Also Basher, I can also say when. The Gemara says when.
Yeah, but that's the Gemara says.
You will do something. No, but the Mitzvah Shem is Man Ram.
No, but the Gemara says when means you have a choice. That's the Arab Gemara, that's what Rabbi said.
When means you have a choice in time, doesn't always mean you have a choice. Period.
No, means you have a choice.
When are you going
to
do it? Now?
No, Rabbi says when means you choice. Because if it would have said you have to do it, it was stronger Lashem. When means when you do it means. When you have to do something, it's like when you happen to do it. That's Rabbi's interpretation. When you do it, and he says clearly not in the same. So, what's your? But why is
my question is two separate parts. Really, my question is two separate things. In the beginning part, you got time. You're great. It doesn't matter how we got time, whether it's or not. So then you have a lot to say. Don't go into the
program. Oh, but
why are we trying to say that you can even?
No, that's our kasha. Our kasha in the Torah is the wording of the losa say. It said the word about asher. So it sounds like the losa say only applies.
No, it's not that.
It is. Yeah, of course it is. But that's, of course it's.
You're saying, and when he does become Tamei?
When he became Tamei, the Torah says that he's not allowed to come to the Beis HaMikdash. And maybe.
That's already in the Losa.
Yeah, in the Pasuk, where it's telling you you're not allowed. But the Torah is the only Tamei, you're not allowed to go to the Beis HaMikdash. When you had a choice to become Tamei. But if you had no choice, maybe you could go in. We're in the Pasuk. Okay, good, we're in the Pasuk. Where it says, in a Chanan. From that Pasuk, I would think you could go in. Right. I would think you could go to the Beis HaMikdash. So how do I know that you can't go in when you're telling for a Beis HaMikdash? For a new pasuk, it's a different pasuk. It's a few pasukim earlier. The pasuk says, Tamei Yehiyeh, you should be Tamei. So look at that pasuk, there's a little repetitions over here. So you see the pasuk in the fancy Gemara. What does that pasuk say? What does that pasuk say? Whoever becomes Tamei B'meis, B'nefesh HaAdam, by pasuk Aleph on the side of the Gemara, whoever becomes Tamei B'meis, B'nefesh HaAdam, Asher Yamos, they touch the soul at dawn. But lo yisat, they didn't get sprinkled. As Mishkan Hashem, Tiyan, they made Hashem's Beis HaMikdash coming. The Nichrasa HaNefesh Ahim Yisrael, this Nefesh Vikaru, he made neither because the sprinkling water is lo yisat, we're not still there. Tamei Yehiyeh, he should be Tamei, Oita Masavai, as long as the Tumas on. Now the Pasuk doesn't have to repeat again, Tamei Yehiyeh. You're talking about the guy who's Tamei, the guy who's already Tamei from the maze, he's impure from getting contact with a dead body, and he didn't get anything sprinkled on him. He should be Tamei. You don't have to tell me again, he should be Tamei. It's an extra word, superfluous in the Pasuk, tell me he should be Tamei.
What's
the
extra word
to change Tamei? Of Tamei. The Pasuk told me if you had a guy who's Tamei,
right,
and he didn't get sprinkled,
right,
then he can't go to his name. There's Tamei, he should be Tamei. You don't have to add those words that he should be Tamei.
No, that's an excuse for the case.
The Mace Mitzvah.
Right?
The Gemara answers, no, it's for a Mace Mitzvah. The Mace Mitzvah also can't come in. Extra words say, Tanya, you should be Tamei, even if you're Tamei, because of the Mace Mitzvah. Still, you can't come to the Mace Mitzvah, unlike what you thought a minute ago. So, kind of like this, we have a Vasher teaching me that the Mace Mitzvah could go into the Mace Mitzvah. Vasher teaching me only a voluntary case, a case where you tell me voluntary, you can't come in. Which teaches me, but a Mace Mitzvah. You could come, you can't. Comes another puzzle and knocks that out. Comes another puzzle. Of Tamei Yehiyeh says not that it makes mitzvah. Like, even in the case of makes mitzvah, you still can't. You still can't come. So having text as a kasha, why does it have to do that? You're telling me one pasuk that knocks me out, tells me makes mitzvah has no issue of going in. They say, no, I have a new pasuk that tells me he does have an issue of going in.
So,
no, the end of the Basher was still staying strong. The word Basher means
only about it. Before the pasuk, you should be able to go in.
Don't write Basher, don't write Tamei Yehiyeh. Stick with the one. Fine. What's the one? You just told me, how do you know a claim? How do you know Mace Mitzvah is not allowed to come to Mace Mitzvah? Because there are new pasuk of Tamei. Good, that's why that's good. Now, why is it one second? I already used that pasuk. Why is it happening to use Tamei? It's already used up. I already made a drush, it's already used. You can't make a new drusha. There's a different rabbi who you have to understand a different halacha. So you're using saying the word Tamei Yehiyeh extra to learn your new halacha. You already used it. It's already used up. You can't. It's not open to make. You know, it's not. It's not. No, up for grabs. Not open for to make your new halachas out of it. We already used it. It's already used up. What do I say? Who is this me bailer? We need this pasuk of Tamiya. We need Tamiya to teach me what? Look at the title, go on to the Braisa. Tamiya. The rabbi is Tvulyay. To include a Tvulyay. What's a Tvulyay? Guys, we go to the mikvah. We're always a Tvulyay. We go to the mikvah every day. But what's a Tvulyay? Tvulyay is a person who became Tami. And he needs to do two things. Firstly, he needs to go to the mikvah. And he needs Harav Shani. He needs to wait till sundown.
What?
Certain times, in certain tumas.
Sometimes it's right.
And then we have Chutzah Kippur. This guy, Tvulyay, he got Tami. And halacha is he has to go to the mikvah, and even after he goes to the mikvah today, he's still not pure until he waits for sundown.
It's not an easy
switch. It's
not.
Wait, how do we switch into that so easy?
Why is that? We have a brisa. Tell you.
Already being,
we have a brisa.
It's already being used.
We already have a brisa.
It's in a different spot.
Is there a brisa?
Is there a brisa?
It's being used.
Is there a brisa?
It's not Tanya. Brisa.
I'm gonna start asking halacha because I didn't learn this yet.
So the Chazan, the Brisa says, look inside. So if you look inside, you want to ask me a question.
It's either Hegiger or Tanis that they have to be sprinkled the third day and the seventh day of the week. Go to the mikvah and then give an offering in the morning.
Right, that's going to be the Chutz Kippur. But right now, it's Tvulyay. You don't need to be sprinkled necessarily. All he has to do is go to the mikvah and wait till Sunday. Now, let's say this guy already went to the mikvah, right? He said, I feel pretty holy. He came out of the mikvah, his face is still wet from the water, he's still dripping. And he wants to walk into the Beis Hamikdash. He said, what are you, I'm pure. Halacha is, you're not letting go.
Where
the from Tameiyah. Tameiyah tells me, even if it's full yayin, either he says, I'm well on the way to my purity. I already went to the mikvah, I feel pure. Still, if it's not a sundown yet, Tameiyah teaches me that you cannot yet enter the Beis Hamikdash.
Wait, but that Tamiya, okay. Yeah, it's only in one place or it's in two places?
In one place, one Tamiya. We say it's already used up, Digmar.
But the Tamiya, yeah, is used up in the Pasuk about the chorus, about the Kuntum of the Mitzvah, the Mace.
That's
a
Rashi.
Now he's saying that Christ, you can't use that because it's already being used. So you're going to have to find something else for Tamiya.
The Brisa came first. The Brisa came before the Tanam, and the Brisa came before our Gemara.
The Brisa comes right now and tells us Tamei is already being used, so you can't use it for Mace Mitzvah. Find something else to learn Mace Mitzvah from.
Where's the Brisa starting?
Look at the Tanya, the top line.
Tanya
Tamei, the Rabbis of Yod. And the word Tamasi, Boy, is the Rabbis because he said Tamasi by the Pasuk. His Tamei is on him, also extra words. To include a guy who's missing his Kapar. What does that mean? This guy needs three things. He needs to go to the mikvah, and to wait till the evening, till sundown, and to bring a carbon. So he said, I already went to the mikvah, and I already waited for sundown. So I'm not really 100% pure till tomorrow morning until I bring my carbon. I want to go visit the Harabais, and I want to go visit my friends in the Beis HaMikdash today. I want to go see what's going on. He's also not allowed it. Even if he raised the 2/3 of his process, he can't say, oh, I'm pretty pure, the carbon is just like a nice thing. No, he's also not allowed to Beis HaMikdash. That's not allowed. Well, he's missing his kapara. I mean, when we say kapara, we're referring to his karbon. We're referring to his karbon. Missing his kapara, his main atonement, which really means he's missing his karbon. So you ready?
The four cases you need.
Why is it right? Like in four cases, we're asking to bring down. Good. Oh. So happy you tell me in Mace Mitzvah, there's the word Tamiya. You already used it up, the word Tamiya to teach me. It's told you can't go to Mace Mitzvah. So happy you used the word Tamiya to teach me. A Mace Mitzvah does not connect with the Mace Mitzvah. It's already used, it's not open for Tarashas. Amar Lei, he said, so what happens? They said back to them. It's not a problem. I know my eyes come in. My drush from Mace Mitzvah is from a different word. It's for the word of eyes. What's a word, Ra?
What's a different word? You mean on the fact that the person. The last thing you said about
saying I'm okay, fine, I'm not using Tamei to learn Tamei. There's an extra word that says Oy to Masad Boy. So Masad Boy should be said without the word Oy. So we're going to say Oy is Tamei Mes according to Rashi.
So now we're changing his Peshat.
Keep changing Peshat. So that's too soon. Because I didn't mean to say this. I'm sure.
Oh, so which means when
but
I said.
Because you really could have learned some Tamei, but. Now that they showed him this other price, they said, fine, we can learn from
all. So what it means, so the way they say, when he said Tamiya originally, he meant for the, what does the father say? It says, Tamiya ayt to masabai. That's the part. So he didn't mean for the words of Itamasi, he meant for the rest of the pasuk. That's what I say, the chat says. He didn't mean from Tamiya. He meant for the rest of the pasuk, which is, so again, I would ask you a quiz. How do you know Meis Mitzvah can't call the Meis HaMikdash? Well, the word Ba'asher sound like it's only on a guy who voluntarily became Tamiya. If he forcibly, if he had to become Tamiya for a Mitzvah, how do you know he's not allowed to Meis HaMikdash? What's the correct answer?
The word Oit.
Oit, Tamasa, Oit, the extra word Oit. Originally, thought it was from Tamiya. We say, no, Tamiya is already used up. I'm saying it's for the word, but Oit.
Has Oit function actually? It's still Tamiya.
It's
like
accent is a very extra word.
Yeah, because
you said Tomas Avice.
Oh, it's Tomas,
but you can say it without that.
His Tomas is still on him. So, what, so the Rashi has to trust. So let's see the Rashi now. Let's see the top Rashi and Chas Avice. Let's see the top Rashi and Chas Avice. What does the top Rashi and Chas Avice say? When you're learning a Rashi, he's able to come to your Rashi. Imagine. So you can't hear Rashi.
What?
Came into here. The Neshama understands.
Yeah.
I like the
balance.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Does that happen? Yeah? Yeah. What does the top Rashi say? The Rabbis Tvoyim, She'im Nichnas LaMikdash, if someone enters the Beis HaMikdash, then Anush Karis, they get Karis. So who enters the Beis HaMikdash, they get karis. Even if they're a tzvulim. Even
what?
If they're a tzvulim, meaning they're so, they went to the mikvah today.
Right.
They're just waiting. Still, they get karis. And then we said the next words in the pasuk were...
Wait, that's what Tamiya means. Right?
Yes, yeah, that's according to the Gemara's the bride, correct. Now we said the words Tamasa Bai include a case of Mechose Kippurim, which means, what do we mean Larabas Mechose Kippurim? What does Rashi say? May I say them from those Tumas Hasrichas carbon, which you have to bring first of all carbon, vitaval and tavel dip in the mikvah, veharib shimshay and sundown. So what happened to this guy? The loya the kaparasa, he didn't bring his kapara, meaning he didn't bring his carbon. He went to the mikvah, he waited till sundown, and he's supposed to wait till tomorrow morning to bring his carbon, and he didn't wait, he just went to the mikvah before he walked around, before he was supposed to.
But he's not bring the carbon in the morning anyways, is that why?
Yeah, but he went before you.
So then he can't go after sundown. You can only go in the morning after Mitzvah Korban. So I'm going to
say he thought, I already did 2/3 of my process. I already went to the Mitzvah, I already sell it, and I already went to sundown. So you would think maybe I'm pretty pure now.
I learned some on the time. I don't know if it's Tanis or somewhere else. We learned this whole thing about.
He got Tanis.
Tanis, the whole thing about if he wanted to and could, and he's in this window. Of
so here, he makes the Nechlas Lamech, because he ended the Mitzvah. So Chai, he gets cars. Now Rashi just helps us out to know there are Rashi's the arba mitumas hain. There are 4 tumas had to unus carbon, which need a carbon, which need you need to go to the mikvah, wait till sundown, and also bring a sacrifice to become pure. What are they? A zav. Someone has like a man who has like a mission, a tummy mission. Ba'azava or a woman. Ba'yoledes, a woman who gives birth. Ba'matzora, someone who had taras, who had leprosy. These 4 scenarios, you need this heavy duty tuma to get out of it. You need a go to the mikvah that day, wait till sundown, and bring a carbon the next day. All of them have their certain amount of time to wait, but even on the way, let's say you have to wait 7 days. Even on the 7th day, you have to go to the mikvah that day, and wait till sundown, and wait till the next morning to bring a carbon. For all these things. So we had a question, how could you tell me that you're learning a meis mitzvah is not someone who became a meis mitzvah? So you came impure from touching a meis mitzvah, cannot go into a mikvah for the pasuk of Tamiya. I already used up that pasta. My answer, you're right. I'll bring you a new pasta from Oid. I'm learning that you can't go into the Beis HaMikdash even if you became Tamei Meis from Oid. What did Rashi say about Oid Ka'amina? The pasta says Oid Tamasavai. This pasta we're referring to, what is it saying? It says Tamayiya Oid Tamasavai. So Oid, the word Oid Kray Seiro, the extra pasta, the Drusha, teach me a Drusha. So the extra word about Oid is extra. It would mean like this. The pasta says 5 words. It says Tamayiya, he should be Tamei. Oit Tamasavai, his tumah is still on him. So the first word is Tamiya, teach me someone who only went to the mikvah and did not get her shemesh, he has issues, he cannot go to his tumah. The word Tamasavai taught me that someone who's missing a kapara, he went to the mikvah anyway till sundown, he didn't bring his kapara, he can't go to his tumah. The word Oit in the middle there, the third word teaches me that someone who became Tamiya Macy also is not allowed to the mikvah. So it's for the extra word ba'ay. Because what does the pasuk say? Tamei, he is tamei. Oyd tum asawa, his tumah is still on him. So all those words are superfluous. So the extra word oyd means the Darius said tamei, he's tamei. Tum asawa, he has the tumah. Why does he say the tumah is still on him? The extra word oyd is a drush, a tamei, even if someone's a tamei mace, they're not allowed to come into the place of mitzvah. Machkeh. Tomorrow, we're going to go further, because tomorrow's Wednesday, as Shem. Because Thursday, we had to have, you know, the plan is to go to Kamanachim. That's just to the 6th verse. I don't know if you're a coin, but I don't know if you're